So relaxing into our chosen postures, giving ourselves permission to make ourselves comfortable. And allowing the weight to drop over into our buttocks and through our feet into the floor if we're sitting. Or through the points of contact if we're lying. Allowing your body to be heavy. And on each out-breath, giving yourself permission to fully deflate. Allowing your body just to sit and rest in that still point at the end of the out-breath. Even letting go of the need to breathe in again quickly. Maybe you can rest there for 3 or 4 seconds and just notice what's there. Allowing the abdomen and the chest to sink downwards if you're lying down, or to fully deflate. Allowing the abdomen to sink inwards if you're sitting. And in that still point between the breaths, perhaps just noticing the body getting on with functioning as it does all by itself. Without any help from us. Perhaps noticing your pulse or your heartbeat in that stillness. Perhaps you notice sensations in your ears. In that still point. perhaps realizations come to you about where you're holding tension. Or about how your body is sitting or lying. Just noticing all of these things and giving thanks for your raised awareness. And how that awareness is going to facilitate your healing journey. As we relax further with the breath, just noticing the weight as it drops through various parts of our body, as we give ourselves up to gravity. And as we sit here in stillness, maybe you feel a sense of energy running through your body. Maybe energy running through your feet into the ground or from your fingertips. Tingling, a slight sense of flow. Or maybe a buzzing. Just really settling your awareness on any sensations of flow that you might have. And following them down easiest places to sense energy flow are in your fingertips and in the soles of your feet. Can you maybe get a sense of the energy being not only in your body, but maybe moving just beyond the physical line of where your body ends? Sense that your energy maybe moves into the space around us. Just checking in with the breath, that it's natural and unforced and uninhibited, as much as is possible for you at this moment. And so now I invite you to bring awareness to your pelvic area, to this space at the very base of your spine. And to this area, I wonder if we can invite in the colour red. Just allow the idea of this colour to grow gradually. And sometimes this can be difficult to do at first. So one way we can help cultivate this colour in our minds and in our bodies is to say in our mind and on the in-breath, breathing in red. And imagining a shade of red which you like, or a shade of red which means something to you. So breathing in read, saying those words in your mind, and imagining a red vapor being breathed in into your body and sending this right down to the base of your spine. And allowing this area in your pelvic region to be open and soft, and allowing the colour to really spread and diffuse into this area. On each in-breath, inviting a softening. And an opening to allow that colour to expand. And now moving up the spine slightly to the sacrum. And inviting in the colour orange. Again, breathing in this colour and allowing your lungs to fill with any shade of orange you like. Allowing the area around your sacrum to be bathed in orange, a sense of light and of warmth. Breathing in orange, saying those words. And now moving up to the area just behind your belly button. Into your abdomen. And breathing in yellow, the sunlight. Imagining looking out of a window, as we've probably done today, and really allowing your face to bathe in the sunlight, breathing that sunlight in to nourish your body. Allowing the area around all of your organs and your abdomen to be saturated with yellow. It could be a pale yellow, a soft yellow. Allowing this soft, pale yellow to really soften any flesh that it comes into contact with. To flood the area behind your belly button. And now moving on to your heart space. Placing a hand on your heart, if you wish. And breathing in green. There are lots of shades of green. Make sure you choose one which you don't find offensive or hard to palate. Maybe thinking of something in nature. Breathing into that heart space and allowing it to expand. And by now you maybe have discovered one of these areas which is a little harder to breathe into or to cultivate a colour. That's completely normal. And just giving yourself a moment of compassion. It's okay to feel that difficulty. And to breathe with that difficulty and allowing that to soften. Allowing a soft green cover to almost fall into your heart space and rest gently there. Now moving into the throat and inviting in a blue of your choice. A blue which invites in relaxation. a blue which invites in flow. Blue, which invites in ease of communication, of allowing our thoughts to be vocalized. Once again, allowing the colour to flood the area, to saturate the area of the throat and the vocal cords. And now move into the space between the eyes, between the eyebrows. And inviting in a purple of your choice. Allowing your forehead to be soft, any frown to be released. Allowing this colour to flood the area of the eyes. Allowing tension to drain away. And now, allowing that purple, whatever shade you have in mind, to become a little lighter, paler, and to begin to saturate the space between the eyebrows and the top of the head. So it might be more of a mauve colour or a pale indigo colour, and gradually turning to whites as you reach your scalp, the very top of your head. Allow your eyes to be soft. Allowing them to open if they want to. And just allowing this pale mauve or white light to go beyond your scalp maybe with the help of the breath. And to connect you to energy out with your body. Now giving thanks for our experience in this color meditation. And inviting in the possibility that we can maintain this connection to the light from our head. As we move out of this meditation, into the rest of the night and the daylight tomorrow.